guess the way the media works nowadays, you probably already got the news, but we are going to start Connor this weekend, and just want him to be himself and go out and do what he can do, and want our team to go out and do what it can do. Be prepared to play a good football game against the division winner and a team we saw earlier this year in Mexico City. And we're excited about the opportunity. We're one of 12 teams that are still playing right now, and we take pride in that. And we want to earn our right to be one of the final eight next week. So, questions?
Why go with Connor? Is it some uniforms not going to be able to?
Yeah, it's really an easy option. He played pretty well when he went in, and Matt's hurt. And so, we're hoping to get Matt healthy enough to be in a backup role. So right now that remains a question.
What do you do to get ready? Is he allowed to go home, or is he here 24 hours a day, or he's got a lot of catching up?
Yeah, we'll do the best we can, to prepare him. The great thing about it is that he's been here, been in our system, mentally been engaged in what we do and how we're doing it all year. And I'm sure he'll lean on the majority of that, So there's only so much you can catch up all at once. So I think at the end of the day, you don't try and have him go around the clock here, and he's not going to be at his best. So we'll manage the process of preparing him and giving him what he needs and get ourselves ready to go play. I would say the most impressive thing was when he went into a very difficult set of circumstances. I thought he handled himself extremely well. I thought the poise was there. The moment didn't look too big for him. And I thought he did a real nice job leading the team down and moving the ball. We're looking forward to playing as a team. And I think, what happens is that position gets so much attention. And understandably, but for us, it's about letting one young man do his job and the rest of us worry about ours.
The players talked yesterday about how he was in the huddle on Sunday.
Yeah.
And how important is that going to be? Big stage playoffs will start. They have that meter.
Yeah, that goes a long way. Certainly does. And all the reports of how he handled himself, what he did on very little preparation last week, it was impressive.
The fact that he came out of a school in Michigan State where he wasn't in a spread, he changed his own place, the line of scrimmage, he had to check with me. I mean, all that stuff, he'd done it. There's a lot of young guys that haven't. Is that pretty much evident since the time you got him that he was a little
as far as being, being under center, being in a huddle, we didn't have to start with learning how to be in a huddle, learning how to be under center. So, no question. And he played at a big-time conference and won a lot of games, very successful. So, all of that in the background is very good for him and for us. As far as game planning wise, I'm not going to give you a whole lot. I mean, we'll do what we need to do, to get ready to go.
Jack, what's McGee's status for this game?
Whose status?
McGee.
I believe he's going to be able to practice and should be able to go. We'll see how the week goes.
How much will he give you? How much do you anticipate he will help your defensive line?
Well, he was playing very well when he went down, so it would be great to get him back.
We got to the first game against Houston when you're out there the running game.
Yeah, he was very disruptive. Very disruptive.
What kind of challenges did he
have? And so was Wolfolk. I think, those two guys were a tough matchup. They'll be tough again. I mean, they're good players. There's a reason that, they rank on top of the league in gross yardage allowed and that they've been tough to run against because they're not even using an extra man in the box very often. I mean, they play with a lighter box, and they count on those big guys to be disruptive. So they've done a nice job up front, and that's without J.J. It's pretty – pretty strong job, a very good front.
How about your road opponents who are going
on the road? Yeah, I think we embraced the process of preparing, and we've traveled well, and then we prepare well, and then we go down and compete. I think that's what it's been about all year. That's what it'll be about again this week.
Jack, how would you characterize Connor's mentality on the state's confidence level? How much would it mean?
I think there's a lot of unknown there, right? I think we'll get to watch it play out. Let's see him play. Because, we haven't seen him a lot. We saw half a game or thereabouts against Denver last week, and that was pretty good. That part was pretty good. Small sample was pretty good. So, we get a chance to just let him go be himself and do his job. And I'm more concerned about our team doing what it needs to do as a team. Our defense needs to step up and play at a high level. And we've sputtered throughout the year and had our moments, but, we have not put together a complete game yet. It'd be real nice to get that starting Saturday.
Speaking of your defense, Coach, how much would it mean to your secondary? How much does it mean to getting Carl Joseph back?
Yeah, we'd love to have every healthy body we can get. And, I think Nate has played well stepping in for him. I thought Trawick played very well the other night stepping in for Nate. And we're not relying on any one guy, but it's certainly good to have all your players, Stacy and Carl are two guys that, have been starters for us and have played well for us this year, and we'd love to have them back.
Did Cook take any snaps in practice?
I'm sorry?
Did Cook take any snaps in practice this year other than as a scout team?
You have to ask Todd Downing to track this, if he wants to give that to you or not, how many snaps he took in practice. I would say he's taken several, 100 probably, but I'm not going to sit here and try and tell you how exact number of snaps.
Is this a game where your offensive line really needs to be a stabilizing force up front?
Yeah, it's all about team. It's all about team. We talked all year about really for us, we believe our philosophy here is that we want to be strong and tough in the trenches and the offensive and defensive lines. And to me, that's what the good teams can do. They can run it when they want to run it, and they can stop the run when they need to stop it. And got a great challenge against a really gifted front. Houston's a gifted front. And last time we went against them, their running back ran for 100 yards. So we've got to make sure that we're on top of our game and that we do what we're capable of doing. Yep. Yeah, I don't know if I really completely agree with that assessment. I think what happens is you want to tag or attach a label to whatever you see unfold. There were a lot of factors that added into what ended up being, the performance we had that day. And I'm not going to sit here and try and explain it away. It was not a good day. That's the best way I explain it. We moved on several days ago.